Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, peace be with you. As we are reaching the third day of Ramadan, we are talking about this very notion which is essential to our understanding of our faith, to repair, to reform ourselves, our heart, our life. He will understand that the central notion which is connected to the notion of repair is the notion of dhikr, is remembrance. And this is the very essence of the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, we have revealed the remembrance, which is one of the names of the Quran. Meaning what? That we only have to remember that God is with us, that Allah is here, that God is around us. It's between ourselves and our heart, and it is the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's not only about this. It's very much about coming back to our heart and understanding that this life has a meaning, as we said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The point here that we belong to God and to Him we are returning. The point here is that what we have in Surah Qaf, it's very much the essence of everything. Inna laqad kunta fi ghaflatin min hadha fakashafna anka ghita'aka fabasaruka al-yawma hadid. You were heedless of it. Of it meaning what? The death, your own death. Fakashafna anka, we unveiled for you its truth, which is the very truth of life, is that you are going to die. And we understand that after your death you will know the truth of your life, you will know the truth of God. But what you have to understand, what you are reading this about your death, is that during your life you have to remember, you have to avoid this being heedless and come to this consciousness of the very meaning of life. This consciousness here, a dhikr, it's this remembrance, is to help you not only to get the way that you are following, is to understand that during this life, on your way towards your death, meaning towards your heart, meaning towards God, everything has a meaning. And the meaning, it's to come back to God, to return to the very essence of life. It means that your weaknesses, your failure, the test that you are facing, everything which is happening, it's in fact a way to remember the very meaning of your life. And it means that when you fast, it's not only that you have your stomach empty, you have to change the way you look at things, the way you look at life, the way you look at yourself, and the way you are following the path, but changing and transforming in your life everything, in order to understand that these are signs asking you, come back to the essence, come back to the meaning, come back to God, come back to yourself, and repair what should be repaired in your life. And as we are fasting, this is exactly what we are trying to do. We fast to repair, and to repair to come close, and to come close to get the very truth of life, that at the end of the day, we go back to Him. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.